This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Germany's center-left Social Democrats won the largest share of the vote in Sunday's national parliamentary elections, narrowly beating outgoing German Chancellor Angela Merkel's center-right Christian Democratic Union, or CDU, party, setting up what could be a protracted battle for who will succeed Merkel as chancellor and leader of Europe's biggest economy. The Social Democrats received 25.7% of the vote Sunday, followed by 24.1% for the CDU. Speaking to reporters Monday, Social Democratic candidate Olaf Scholz said he hopes to reach agreements to form a coalition government with the Green Party and the Free Democrats before Christmas. The Green Party received 14.8% of the vote in Sunday's elections, while the Free Democrats, or FDP, won 11.5%. At his own news conference Monday, CDU candidate Armin Laschet told reporters that while second-place finishers are generally not entitled to make decisions, his party was also seeking to form a coalition with the Greens and the FDU. Meanwhile, FDP leader Christian Lindner told reporters Monday it makes sense for his party to first meet with the Green Party to see if, despite their differences, they could become a progressive center of a new coalition. Some analysts believe Germany's political limbo is not likely to be resolved until early next year. Merkel will remain in office on a caretaker basis until her successor is chosen. Officials say a magnitude 5.8 earthquake rocked the Greek island of Crete Monday, leaving at least one person dead and several injured. Across the island, people were reportedly running out of buildings and homes, while many older buildings suffered damage. Greek authorities dispatched civil engineers around the island to assess the damage. Officials say the only confirmed fatality was in the town of Harkalori, which is about 30 kilometers outside of Crete's capital, Heraklion. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives is scheduled to begin debate Monday and possibly vote Thursday on the $1 trillion infrastructure bill, a major priority of U.S. President Joe Biden's domestic agenda. Both Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi have expressed confidence about the bill passing, though Biden told reporters Sunday it's going to take the better part of the week to pass it. The Senate approved the infrastructure plan in a vote last month that saw 19 Republicans join all 50 Democrats in supporting the plan. The infrastructure measure would provide funding and outline projects to repair aging roads and bridges, expand broadband internet access, upgrade passenger rail and transit systems, and make airport improvements across the country, among other projects. Scientists say the Cumbre Vieja volcano on the Spanish Canary island of La Palma lessened its activity Monday, but warned it is too early to declare the eruption phase finished, and authorities ordered residents to stay indoors to avoid the unhealthy fumes from lava meeting seawaters. The eruption that began September 19th has buried more than 500 buildings and displaced over 6,000 people since last week. Live video footage from the island early Monday initially showed the plume of ash emerging from the volcano's main vent had stopped, but that plume returned 2 hours later. From its Twitter account, the Canary Islands Volcanology Institute said there had been a sharp decline in seismic activity in the area. But the Institute had to follow up later with another posting saying that in addition to the return of the ash cloud, lava had once again began to flow from the volcano's main cone. Meanwhile, the island's authorities advised residents in four neighborhoods to remain indoors to avoid toxic gases that could be released as a result of lava at more than 1,000 degrees Celsius meeting Atlantic Ocean seawater. Scientists say the thermal shock results in the release of water vapor plumes loaded with hydrochloric acid and tiny particles of volcanic glass that can cause skin, eye, and respiratory tract irritation. Authorities said as of early Monday, the main lava flow from the erupting volcano was 800 meters from reaching the water. French President Emmanuel Macron Monday was hit on the shoulder by an egg thrown at him by a man as the president toured an international food fair in the French city of Lyon. A video of the incident, widely shared on social media, shows Macron walking through the crowd when an egg bounced off him without breaking. Two bodyguards can be seen immediately getting closer to protect the president. A man can also be seen being taken away by other members of the president's security team. Reporters at the scene heard Macron saying if the man had something to say to him, he was willing to talk with him. No other details about the incident or the identity of the or motives of the egg thrower have been released. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.